A planned $1 million marketing campaign to promote the city of Springfield, Massachusetts, will be jump-started with taxpayers' funds. The Springfield City Council, after some initial hesitation, voted unanimously earlier this week to contribute $100,000 to an image campaign intended to promote the city's assets to entice both short-term visitors and potential new residents and businesses. With the seed money from the city now secured, the Economic Development Council of Western Massachusetts expects to collect $400,000 that's been pledged by its business members for the campaign. EDC President and CEO Rick Sullivan said the campaign will tell the good story of the great city of Springfield.
This is not just a downtown campaign. It will include the good things that are happening in the neighborhoods and the smaller businesses in Springfield, the cultural events that happen in and around the entire city of Springfield.
Addressing councilors, Sullivan stressed the campaign is not a promotion for the $960 million casino resort that MGM is scheduled to open in downtown Springfield in September.
There is no money from MGM in this campaign. We will not be looking for money from MGM. And in fact, I suspect that there will not be any advertising or marketing that will include MGM. They are very capable professionals that will do a great job of telling the story of MGM, of their opening and their ongoing marketing campaign and operations.
In addition to the funds pledged by the large companies that make up the EDC, $500,000 of in-kind services will be donated by media companies, including Mass Live, the Springfield Republican, and local commercial TV stations. The development and execution of the advertising campaign will be overseen by the city's Office of Economic Development. The first ads are expected to appear before the end of this year, according to Sullivan.
And again, primarily this market is focused on Springfield and would probably run from roughly Hartford to Worcester. And this will not be, you will not be seeing billboards in New York City. You will not be seeing, ad time bought on national news, probably local news. But the focus is internal to tell the story, to tell the really good story of all of the great things that are happening in the city of Springfield.
In December, Mayor Dominic Sarno announced plans for the campaign at a meeting with dozens of Springfield business leaders.
We need to tell our story and tell our story now and correctly.
Sarno's request to the City Council to transfer $100,000 in surplus cash from last year's city budget to economic development was referred to committee after councilors raised several questions about the plans for the campaign. After a hearing, the Finance Committee, chaired by Councilor Tim Ryan, voted unanimously to recommend the full council approve the funds for the marketing push.
I think everyone's very conscious of the fact that we want a hit with this one, and we've got to spend the time, get the media experts in there to make a first-class presentation.
The Council's Economic Development Committee is expected to hold periodic oversight hearings on the execution of the image campaign. Sullivan said the contributors from the EDC expect a full accounting of how the money for the campaign is spent. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.